The following audiobooks contain AI-generated content and may contain errors. This audiobook narration presents Inbox to Record, AI Workflow Redesign for Administrative Work. Topic Introduction. At 8:30 on a Monday, the inbox is already behaving like a crowded reception desk. One request arrives half complete, another comes with a missing attachment, and a third is buried in a long thread that nobody has time to reread from the beginning. In the same hour, a meeting ends. The coordinator is asked for notes, the manager wants a draft response by noon, the records lead wants the final version filed correctly, and the compliance reviewer wants proof that the right policy was used. Nothing dramatic has happened. No machines have rolled in, no office has been transformed by a sudden display of science fiction. And yet, the work has already begun to change.
That is the world this audiobook enters. It is the ordinary world of administration, where work moves through inboxes, forms, documents, approvals, and records. It is the world where a request is read, clarified, routed, rewritten, checked, and stored. It is also the world where artificial intelligence, or AI, is no longer just a distant idea discussed in strategy meetings. It is showing up in draft windows, summary tools, document search, meeting notes, ticketing systems, and the short written tasks that quietly keep departments moving. By 2024, the change was no longer theoretical. A survey of senior executives reported that 22% had implemented AI solutions, up from 4% in an earlier comparison period. That kind of rise does not mean every office is now automated, or every administrator is working with the same tools. It does mean that the question has shifted. The issue is no longer whether AI exists. The issue is how work moves through the office when AI becomes part of the operating environment. For administrators, that matters because administration is already language heavy. Much of the day is spent reading, rewriting, summarizing, checking, routing, filing, and explaining. A request comes in as a message, a form, a note, a scanned page, or a spoken instruction that has to become something formal enough to act on. Someone has to decide what the request means, what policy applies, what is missing, who should see it next, and how the result should be recorded. In that sense, administration is not just paperwork. It is the work of making information usable. That is why the central tension in this book is not simply about software. It is about operating design. A new tool can make writing faster, but faster writing is not the same thing as transformed work. The deeper question is whether AI changes the path a work item takes, from intake to decision to record. Does it help the office gather information more quickly? Does it help produce a first draft? Does it support routing and classification? Does it create new risks around accuracy, version control, and responsibility? Or does it quietly push the human role toward verification, judgment, and exception handling? To answer those questions, you first need a clear picture of what administrative work actually contains. A work item can be a request, a case, a memo, a packet, a ticket, a form, or the set of actions that comes out of a meeting. It enters the office in one form and leaves in another. Along the way, it is clarified, documented, checked, approved, stored, and later retrieved. That last word, retrieved, matters. In administrative work, retrieval simply means finding the right internal material again, whether that is a policy, a template, a prior case, or a record that explains why a decision was made. In an AI-assisted office, retrieval becomes more visible because the system can pull that material into the drafting process. Another term that will recur is unstructured material. That means information that does not arrive in neat boxes or fixed fields. It includes long email threads, meeting notes, free text explanations, scanned letters, inconsistent attachments, and plain language questions. Traditional rule-based systems handle orderly inputs well. AI becomes interesting because it can work on the language inside the mess.
You will meet that difference again and again in the chapters ahead. A coordinator tries to clean up a request before it causes rework. A department leader wants faster turnaround without losing control. A record specialist worries about what becomes the official version. A compliance reviewer looks for the policy basis behind the answer. An IT or operations lead asks what the system is allowed to do and what it should never do without human approval. Each of these people sees the same office from a different angle, and AI touches all of them differently.
That is also why AI in administration is best understood as work redesign, not tool adoption. A department does not change just because it adds one feature to email or buys one more platform. The real change begins when the sequence shifts, when approvals move earlier or later, when the draft is created before the review, when routing happens automatically, or when the record is generated as a byproduct of the process, rather than at the end of it. Once that happens, the office must ask new questions. What counts as complete? Who checks the output? Where does the system stop? What happens when the request is unusual, sensitive, or incomplete?
The language of AI can sound technical, but the office version is concrete. A large language model is simply a system that can draft and summarize text. A prompt is the instruction that shapes what it produces. Hallucination is when the system says something confidently that is not supported by the underlying facts or records. Audit trail means the record that lets the organization later show what happened, who approved it, and on what basis. These terms matter only because they describe familiar risks in a new form. A polished paragraph can still be wrong. A fast summary can still omit the one detail that matters. A convenient answer can still rely on an outdated document.
So, the real promise of this audiobook is not that AI will make administration magically easy. It is that AI can be understood clearly enough to use well. You will see where it helps with drafting, summarizing, classification, and retrieval. You will also see where human review remains non-negotiable, where governance has to be explicit, and where exception handling protects the office from treating the unusual as routine. Most of all, you will see how roles, workflows, and accountability begin to move when language work becomes easier to produce. That is the doorway ahead. The chapters that follow do not begin with abstract technology. They begin with the everyday tasks that already define administrative life. The request that arrives incomplete. The policy that must be found. The draft that needs revision. The approval that must be justified. And the record that must still make sense months later. In the end, the question is not whether a tool can generate a sentence. It is whether the office can still explain that sentence, defend it, and trust it when the time comes to look back. End of introduction. A survey of senior executives published in 2024 reported that 22% had implemented AI solutions, up from 4% earlier. The takeaway for administrative work is simple. AI is moving from curiosity to an operating question about how work moves through offices.
If you work in administration, change often reaches you first as language, not as machinery. A request lands in your inbox. A form arrives half complete. A meeting ends, and its decisions have to become notes, tasks, approvals, and a record. Someone asks for a quick draft, then a cleaner draft, then a version that fits policy. Artificial intelligence, or AI, shows up in office conversations, forms, inboxes, meeting notes, and the short written tasks that keep a department moving. That is why the operational question matters more than the software question. The visible novelty may be an assistant window,
a drafting feature, or an automatic summary. The deeper issue is the work itself. You do not need a technical background to understand the shift. You need a clear view of how requests become decisions and records.
Much of administrative time goes to reading, rewriting, summarizing, routing, checking, and filing language-heavy material. Before a decision is made, someone usually has to clarify what the request means, find the relevant rule, assemble the file, and make the next person's decision possible. A large share of administrative labor is not the decision itself. It is the preparation that lets a decision happen. Once you see that pattern, the main point becomes clear. AI transformation for administrators is not simple tool adoption. It is work redesign. A department does not change just because it adds one feature to email or buys one more platform. The real change begins when the path from input to output shifts, when approvals are enforced at different points, and when responsibility follows a work item through a different sequence than before.
A work item can be almost anything you already handle. A request, a case, a form, a memo, a packet, a ticket, or a short set of actions coming out of a meeting. It enters the office in one form and leaves in another. Along the way, it is clarified, documented, checked, routed, approved, stored, and later retrieved. Work redesign changes that path. It changes who touches the item, what the system can draft or classify, where human review sits, and how you show later what happened if someone asks.
Before AI enters the picture, most administrative operating models already have a stable structure. There is a front office side, where requests are received and relationships are managed. There is a back office side, where records, compliance, and formal processing happen. There is records management, which preserves the official memory of the organization, and there is decision support, which gathers what an approver needs in order to say yes, no, or not yet. Your organization may use different labels, but the pattern stays familiar. Front office work handles the first contact with the item. Intake happens there. So do stakeholder communication, status updates, calendar coordination, and request clarification. This is the part of administration other people notice most, because it is where questions are answered and expectations are managed. But it is not a courtesy layer.
When you clarify a vague request early, downstream rework drops. When status is updated promptly, repeated follow-ups usually fall. When calendars are aligned, an approval can land on time instead of slipping another week. Back office work is less visible, but it often determines whether the process holds together. Documentation is assembled there. Filing happens there. Compliance checks, policy lookup, data entry, and preparation for approvals often sit there too. A request that looks simple at the surface can require careful behind-the-scenes labor before it is ready for review. One missing attachment can stop a file. One outdated policy reference can send it back. One incorrect code entered into a system can affect reporting, billing, or audit readiness later. Precision in the back office often protects the organization quietly.
Records management gives the office continuity. It turns today's activity into retrievable institutional memory. A document matters when it is created, but it often matters again months later. The same pattern appears in exceptions. An audit asks for proof. A supervisor wants to know why a decision was made. A new staff member needs to understand what happened before. Storage and retrieval are not clerical leftovers. They are part of how an organization learns from itself and defends its own decisions.
Decision support cuts across all of this, whether the office uses that phrase or not. Someone assembles the right policy version. Someone finds the prior case. Someone checks whether the request meets eligibility rules. Someone puts the relevant facts in one place so the approver does not have to hunt across email, shared drives, and old notes. That work is administrative at its core. It creates the conditions for a responsible decision.
Seen this way,
Administration is document-heavy, even when no one describes it that way. Request intake creates an initial record. State tracking shows where the item sits and who owns it. Written outputs explain what is needed, what was decided, or what happens next. Reference lookup connects the file to policy, precedent, or required forms. Record storage preserves the file. Later retrieval makes it usable again. The day can feel fragmented, but the underlying pattern stays steady. Information arrives messy, and administration work makes it legible. Approval chains make that structure easier to see. A request comes in. Eligibility is checked. The item moves to a reviewer. Sign-off is requested. If the case does not fit the standard path, it is escalated as an exception. When the decision is final, the file is stored so the path can be reconstructed later.
That last point matters because approval is not only about getting a signature. It is also about auditability, meaning you can later show who approved what, on what basis, and when. Shared services and standardization exist to make this system workable at scale. Templates reduce variation in common outputs. Standard forms make intake more complete. Policy checklists catch obvious omissions. Service catalogs clarify what a department handles and what it does not. Common handoff rules keep work from getting stranded between teams.
None of this is glamorous, but it is operationally important. Standardization is what allows many people in many roles to behave as one system instead of a loose collection of desks and inboxes. That is also why administrative performance has never been only a speed question. Throughput matters because backlog creates delay and frustration. Completeness matters because a file missing one required element is not actually done. Compliance matters because a fast policy violation is still a failure. Accuracy matters because names, dates, codes, and conditions have consequences. Response time matters because people need to know where things stand. Predictable turnaround matters because trust depends less on instant answers than on reliable expectations. The goal is not perfect speed. It is dependable flow with acceptable risk. This baseline matters because administrative work has already passed through several technology shifts. Documents were digitized. Email reduced large volumes of paper traffic. Ticketing systems formalized requests that once arrived through hallway conversations or scattered messages. Workflow tools added electronic approvals. Rule-based routing sent defined categories to defined queues. Each change removed friction. Each made work easier to search, forward, timestamp, or report. But the central burden of reading and interpreting language remained with people. Rule-based automation fits an earlier pattern. It works well when the input is predictable and the steps are known in advance. If a form is complete, send it to one queue. If a field is missing, return it. If the amount exceeds a threshold, require another review. If the request type matches a category, apply the corresponding rule. Rules are good at moving predefined work through predefined paths. They are not good at interpreting messy email, summarizing a long note, comparing several attachments, or making sense of language that arrives outside neat fields. That dividing line helps explain why AI feels different right now. AI can work on the language inside the work. It can summarize, draft, classify, and interpret varied text. It can help with unstructured material, meaning information that does not arrive in fixed boxes or consistent formats. That includes rambling email threads, meeting notes, scanned letters, free text explanations, inconsistent attachments, and questions phrased in ordinary language rather than system codes. The point is not that rules become obsolete. The point is that language itself becomes more workable inside operations. This is why the present moment feels different in many offices. AI systems now handle multiple kinds of inputs, Which matters because administrative work is already full of multimodal material. In practical terms, organizational knowledge includes internal policies, templates, prior cases, and reference materials people use in daily work. A single system may help read a written request, pull details from a scanned form, organize notes from a meeting recording, and surface policy or prior guidance that seems relevant. That does not remove the need for human judgment. It shortens the distance between messy input and a usable first draft. And in many organizations, timing has played a role too. In 2024, major AI releases increasingly emphasized multimodal support, reasoning-oriented capabilities, and tighter connections between a question, retrieved information, and where that information came from. For administrative work, the practical significance is clear. Many questions begin in language and end in lookup, and offices need answers that align with current internal policy. The broader adoption pattern points in the same direction. Reported implementation among senior executives rose in 2024, and the conversation moved beyond curiosity and small pilots. For you, that changes AI from a distant technology topic into an operating question about how requests move, who reviews what, where output can be trusted, and where it must be checked under time pressure. The earliest visible uses are not mysterious. They are the tasks that absorb time every day. A long incoming request becomes a short case brief. A ticket gets classified into the right category or queue. A rough email becomes a clearer draft with the right tone. Meeting notes get prepared from discussion or audio capture. Policy lookup can begin with a question asked in plain language instead of a hunt through folders and portals. Document collections can be organized, named, and grouped so the next person can work faster. None of that requires a futuristic office. It fits the current shape of administrative labor. AI is most useful in administration as decision support, not as an independent authority. The system can suggest a draft, produce a summary, assign a likely classification, or propose next steps. The human role does not disappear. Approval responsibility stays with the person or role that owns it. That distinction sounds simple, but it is one of the foundations of responsible use. Once you see it that way, a new operating pattern comes into view. A request enters the office. AI helps summarize it and identify document type or key fields. Relevant knowledge is pulled forward from policy documents, templates, prior cases, or reference materials. The system may suggest where the item belongs in the workflow. A person then reviews the output, corrects it if needed, and decides whether the item can move forward, needs an exception path, or must return for clarification. The final action is recorded. In other words, AI becomes part of the preparation, interpretation, and routing layer around the work item. This is also why replacement fears can feel immediate. Many administrative tasks are language-heavy and repetitive on the surface. If a system can draft an email, summarize a request, or organize meeting notes in seconds, it is natural to ask what remains for the human role. What remains is not small. The value of the role shifts toward verification, exception judgment, stakeholder communication, and policy interpretation. Verification means checking whether the output matches the source and the governing rule. Exception judgment means deciding what to do when the case does not fit the standard path. Stakeholder communication means managing expectations with clarity and tact. Policy interpretation means applying a rule to facts that rarely arrive as neat fields. That does not make the role less important. It makes judgment inside the role more visible. You can understand the shift more clearly when you stop seeing the office as a chain of keystrokes and start seeing it as a chain of risk points. When drafting becomes cheaper, the scarce resource is no longer only writing time. It is confidence that the draft is accurate, current, complete, and appropriate to the case. When summarization becomes automatic, the risk moves to omission and distortion. When classification becomes faster, the risk moves to misrouting. When retrieval becomes easier, the risk moves to using the wrong version, the wrong source, or a source that sounds plausible but is not actually controlling.
Human work becomes more concentrated around those points of consequence. That is why accountability does not disappear under AI. It changes shape. Errors can enter in new places, and checkpoints have to move accordingly. A summary can omit a condition that later matters. A classification can send the request to the wrong reviewer. A draft can sound certain, even when source support is weak. A policy answer can rely on outdated material if no one checks whether the version is current. A generated note can compress nuance that a later reviewer needs.
None of these are reasons to avoid AI altogether. They are reasons to redesign control points with care. In many offices, the old checkpoint sat near the end. A person did most of the work manually. Then a supervisor reviewed the finished result. AI often pushes review earlier and makes it more specific. Someone checks the summary before it becomes the basis for routing. Someone confirms the source before a draft becomes the official reply. Someone owns exception handling when the system cannot tell whether a case is standard or unusual. Someone ensures the final record captures not just the answer, but the basis for the answer.
The location of responsibility shifts, but responsibility itself remains fully human. That matters for another reason. Administrative work is rarely judged only by whether a final answer exists. It is judged by whether the office can explain that answer later. If a budget office, a compliance function, a supervisor, or an auditor asks what happened, the organization still needs a coherent trail. It needs to know what came in, what was checked, what was generated, who reviewed it, what exception was granted or denied, and what was finally filed. AI can speed preparation. It does not remove the need for traceability, and in some environments, it makes that need more important.
Seen from this angle, AI is less like a single tool and more like redesign pressure on the whole administrative chain. It touches intake because requests can be summarized sooner. It touches back office processing because documents can be classified and drafts can be produced faster. It touches records management because more content can be generated automatically and therefore must be governed carefully. It touches decision support because retrieval and synthesis happen earlier in the flow.
Once AI enters the system itself has to be understood more clearly. That clarity begins with language. Many terms around AI can sound technical or inflated when heard in isolation. In administrative work, they usually refer to concrete things already happening in front of you. Where information is pulled from, how a draft is produced, how a task is routed, where a person checks it, and what becomes the official record. Terms such as retrieval, workflow orchestration, and agentic AI can sound abstract until you map them to actual tasks. You do not need to become a technologist to follow them. You need plain names for the moving parts. With the new pattern visible, the vocabulary becomes easier to learn, and the next step is to put clear names on those parts so you can see where AI helps, where it fails, and where judgment stays non-negotiable.
In 2024 survey of senior executives, 22% reported that they had implemented AI solutions, up from 4% in an earlier comparison period. That change shows up first as an operational question inside routine administration, not as a distant technology story. At first, AI often enters an office as a side tool. A draft email gets rewritten, a long request gets summarized, or meeting notes get cleaned up before they are sent onward. The deeper shift starts when the workflow itself changes. Intake, drafting, review, routing, and record keeping no longer happen in the same order or under the same ownership. Requests still arrive as email, forms, documents, and scanned attachments, but they still have to pass through one governed process. When approval gates move,
accountability has to move with them, because a department does not transform simply because staff use AI occasionally. Use can speed one person's writing. Transformation changes how requests are interpreted, how decisions are supported, how records are created, and how approval evidence is preserved.
Approval evidence is the record that lets an organization show why an item moved and who allowed it to move. When the workflow changes, evidence has to change too, so the trail matches the new sequence of preparation and verification. A common pattern starts to show up when that redesign takes hold. An incoming request gets summarized, a draft response gets prepared, and the item gets classified into a category or queue. Relevant policy or prior guidance gets pulled in, the system proposes next steps, and the item gets routed to human review. Each step can feel familiar on its own. What changes is the sequence and the speed, and the number of handoffs that now happen through an assisted chain.
That chain depends on language systems that can draft and rewrite quickly. The term large language model can sound remote, but in practice, it describes a drafting and summarization engine that uses patterns in language to produce written work. It can turn a rough email into a clearer message, meeting discussion into notes, a long request into a short brief, or dense policy wording into a first-pass explanation. That usefulness fits administrative realities, because much of the day depends on converting incoming language into something someone else can review, approve, file, or answer.
The weakness follows the same design. Language generation can produce plausible wording without knowing whether it matches the approved facts, the current policy, or the specific request in front of you. A polished paragraph can still misstate a date, invent a requirement, soften an exception that should stay strict, or answer a different question than the one that was asked. The risk is not only that the draft is wrong. The risk is that it can look finished before it is trustworthy.
That is where evidence-based checking becomes part of the work, not an afterthought. Before an AI-assisted output supports a critical step, you compare the important claims against approved references and identify the policy basis for the answer. If the wording cannot be traced back to a governing source, it is not ready for approval. In administrative settings, the governing source might be a policy document, a template, a prior approved case, or a controlled record that already defines what counts as the correct basis for a decision.
Two related ideas connect that checking to how the output gets shaped. One is the prompt. In office terms, the prompt is the instruction that shapes the work product. It states the goal, the intended audience, the constraints, the facts to use, and the requested format at the end. Change the instruction, and the draft changes with it. A vague prompt can produce a generic summary. A specific prompt that requests a decision brief limited to approved policy, flags missing items, and quotes the eligibility rule can produce something closer to usable work.
The other idea is that language systems can fail in a recognizable way. Hallucination, in practice, often looks plain rather than dramatic. It is a confident statement that does not match the underlying facts, approved policy, or current records. It may appear in requirements language, dates, eligibility details, names, procedures, or case status. The dangerous part is that it often does not present itself as an obvious guess. It reads like grounding. When that happens, the safeguard is verification tied to the sources. You check critical claims against the knowledge base and the current file. You validate required fields before approval or filing. If a draft states that someone qualifies, the controlling rule has to match. If it gives a deadline, the controlling schedule has to confirm it. If it names a procedure, the version in force has to support it. Hallucination risk exists because language can run ahead of evidence, unless evidence stays close to the work.
As that vocabulary becomes clearer, you can manage AI-assisted administration without needing engineering fluency.
What you need is enough language to recognize what the output is claiming, the failure pattern most likely to affect it, and the checkpoint that protects the next step. That is usually enough to tell when a draft needs verification, when it needs stronger grounding, and when the process should stop until a responsible person decides what comes next.
More recent systems add another capability that changes how grounding works. Some systems can draw from internal documents and keep retrieval close to drafting. Retrieval augmented generation is one name for that approach. Instead of relying only on language patterns, the system retrieves relevant policies, procedures, templates, or prior guidance and uses that material while it drafts an answer. In late 2024 and around that time frame, many products emphasize these kinds of retrieval-connected workflows, often with a way to show where information came from inside the work context.
Inside an office, the same idea applies to internal material rather than open web sources. Retrieval can show up when a question about procedure pulls in the current policy, when a template appears inside the draft, or when prior guidance surfaces before a response is written. That can make answers more useful, but it does not guarantee correctness. The system can retrieve an outdated version, an incomplete excerpt, or a document that does not apply to the case. A strong answer can still rest on the wrong foundation, so the checking does not disappear. You confirm the document version, confirm that it applies to the case, and confirm that the final output actually follows the retrieved text rather than drifting away from it.
That checking depends on something even more basic, the knowledge base. The knowledge base is the curated internal store of policies, standard operating procedures, templates, forms, and historical guidance that the organization relies on. When it stays current and well-managed, AI-assisted work becomes more reliable. When it is stale, duplicated, or internally conflicting, the system can reproduce those weaknesses at speed. The risk is not abstract. One department might receive one answer, another department might receive a different answer, and both can sound equally certain.
Once AI becomes part of real operations, the knowledge base becomes part of the control system. That means you do not only ask whether a document exists, you ask whether it is current, whether it is approved for use, and whether it matches the approval gate the workflow requires. A polished retrieval layer on top of disordered material can spread inconsistency faster.
Another distinction helps prevent confusion as teams try to decide what kind of automation they are expecting. Automation and AI are not the same. Automation follows stable, predefined rules. If a form is complete, it gets sent forward. If a field is missing, it gets returned. If the amount exceeds a threshold, another review gets required. AI supports interpretation, drafting, summarization, and handling of unstructured text, meaning material that arrives in ordinary language rather than neat fields. It includes long email chains, free text explanations, meeting notes, inconsistent attachments, and scanned documents that must be interpreted before processing.
Problems begin when a routine rule is expected to handle an ambiguous or novel case as if nothing unusual is happening. If someone describes the issue in an unfamiliar way, if two policies appear to overlap, or if the deciding detail sits inside an attachment rather than the expected field, the work shifts from rule execution into interpretation. The practical check is to decide what kind of work this task actually is. If it depends mainly on stable rules, automation may be enough. If it depends on judgment, drafting, or interpretation, AI may help, but human review becomes more important, not less.
When several AI-assisted steps sit inside one end-to-end process, workflow orchestration becomes the useful term. It means coordinating intake, classification, retrieval, drafting, review, routing, and logging so they happen in a defined sequence. The point is not the model in isolation. The point is the handoff from one step to the next.
A system may summarize the request, pass key fields into retrieval, use the retrieved material to help draft a response, route the item to the right reviewer, and record what happened along the way. That sequence is orchestration.
Most failures in orchestration are handoff failures, rather than dramatic breakdowns. The wrong input goes to the wrong step. A required review gets skipped because a route condition is misconfigured. An output gets logged without the reference that shaped it. In daily work, an item can land in the wrong queue. The approver can see an incomplete packet, or the record can look clean until someone later asks how the answer was produced. To prevent that, you define the expected inputs, expected outputs, owners, and approval points at every stage. If those are not explicit, the process can move faster while becoming less reliable.
Agentic AI sounds more exotic than the Office version usually is. It refers to AI systems that can take more than one step toward a goal, instead of stopping after they produce text. It may propose follow-ups, choose a likely routing path, request missing information, create a calendar action, or update a system after the right approval is in place. The useful question is not whether the system seems autonomous. The useful question is what actions it is allowed to take and under what conditions. That is where risk appears. If the goal is unclear or the permitted actions are loose, the system can take the wrong next step very quickly. It may ask the wrong person for more information, route a case too early, or update a field that should have waited for review. Before those actions execute, you confirm the goal, the permitted actions, the required approvals, and the stopping points.
In administrative settings, the safest agentic workflows are usually narrow. They do a small number of approved things inside a clearly marked lane, then stop for human confirmation. Human in the loop refers to that deliberate review point. It does not mean someone vaguely knows that AI is involved. It means a person checks, corrects, approves, rejects, or escalates AI-assisted work at a defined moment. In a sound process, that review is tied to a real decision. Does the summary contain enough accuracy to support routing? Does the draft reflect the current policy? Is the case still routine, or has it become an exception?
This is also where accountability becomes concrete. A review can turn into a rubber stamp when acceptance rules are unclear. The output looks reasonable, time is short, and the reviewer assumes the system already did most of the thinking. To avoid that, you use defined acceptance criteria, clear uncertainty triggers, and known escalation routes. The reviewer needs to know what must be true before approval, and what kind of doubt requires a closer look, along with where the work goes if it no longer fits the routine lane.
All of this depends on controls and boundaries. Boundaries define the limits on what AI can access, what it can change, when it can communicate externally, and when approval is mandatory. In practice, boundaries answer simple operational questions. Can the system read sensitive files or only selected material? Can it draft a message or can it send one? Can it recommend a status change? Or can it apply it itself? Can it update a record before approval, or only after an authorized reviewer signs off? Good boundaries keep useful assistance from turning into unguided action. Poor boundaries create quiet failures. Work bypasses required review because configuration allows it. A tool gets broader data access than its owner realizes. A system action looks convenient until it creates a record no one meant to finalize. Before the process goes live, and again when it changes, you confirm permitted actions, data access, limits on sensitive work, and approval requirements.
In administrative work, control design is part of process design. That is why it also helps to keep a clear mental separation between accuracy and confidence. Accuracy means the output matches the correct facts and governing policy.
Confidence is a signal about how likely the system thinks it is to be right. Confidence can appear as polished wording, but it can also appear as a score, a ranking, or a strong recommendation. In any form, it can mislead when context is missing, the source is outdated, or the case falls outside what the system handles well. A highly confident answer can still be wrong.
Confidence belongs in triage, not in final decisions. It can help indicate which cases look routine or which outputs deserve faster review. It cannot replace verification when the result affects approval, filing, eligibility, or external communication. You treat the triage signal as where to look first, and you ground critical claims before action. As AI starts shaping real work, the audit trail becomes essential. An audit trail is the logged record of inputs, generated outputs, references used, reviews, approvals, exceptions, and final actions. It lets an organization reconstruct the path later, including how responsibility was applied. Without it, the office might still have an answer on file, but it cannot easily show how that answer was formed or who accepted responsibility for it.
In sensitive work, that gap matters long after the case seems closed. The usual weakness is omission rather than deception. A draft can be stored without the source that grounded it. The final action can be recorded without capturing the review that approved it. An exception can be granted without documenting the reason. Later review becomes harder, and accountability weakens. For sensitive decisions, you confirm traceability and record the approval owner clearly. If the path cannot be reconstructed, the organization has a result without a defensible process behind it.
Above these controls sits governance. Governance is the decision structure for permitted uses, ownership, review paths, documentation expectations, and exception escalation. Even small offices have governance, whether they use the word or not. Someone decides which tasks may use AI assistance. Someone maintains the knowledge base. Someone sets what documentation is required before a workflow is accepted. Someone decides what happens when the routine process no longer fits.
When governance is weak, accountability breaks apart in predictable ways. The tool owner assumes the department owner makes the final call. The department owner assumes the technical team or default settings provide the safeguards. The reviewer assumes someone else checked the sources. The corrective step is direct. Identify the person or role responsible for final approval and record completion in a way that can be reviewed later. Clear governance prevents diffuse responsibility from turning into hidden risk.
Finally, routine processing always meets its limit at edge cases. That is why exception handling deserves its own place in the vocabulary. Exception handling is the process for cases where information is missing, policy fit is uncertain, risk is higher, or the AI output cannot be accepted as routine. In many departments, this is where human judgment concentrates. The standard lane works until a request lands between categories, a required document is absent, two sources conflict, or the consequences of error rise enough that ordinary processing is no longer adequate.
A sound system does not pretend these cases are routine. It knows when to stop. You define the triggers that move work out of the normal lane, the owner of escalation, and the threshold for pausing routine processing altogether. Missing information, unclear policy fit, sensitive subject matter, contradictory records, or unsupported AI output can all be common triggers, but the deeper point is process clarity. The strength of an administrative system shows up in how reliably it identifies what should not be handled automatically.
Once these terms map onto the real work, the fog starts to lift. A large language model becomes the drafting system that still requires verification. A prompt becomes the instruction shaping output. Hallucination becomes unsupported language that needs grounding. Retrieval becomes the mechanism that brings approved material into the draft.
The knowledge base becomes an operational asset rather than a forgotten archive. Orchestration becomes the sequence of handoffs. Agentic AI becomes bounded action inside defined limits. Human review, controls, audit trails, governance, and exception handling become the structure that keeps speed from weakening accountability.
Next, this vocabulary can be mapped onto role boundaries and everyday workflows, so an office can decide which tasks fit AI support and which decisions must remain non-negotiably human. Vocabulary becomes useful when it touches a live workflow. A term like retrieval or orchestration stops sounding abstract when it sits beside a hiring packet, a travel request, or a facilities ticket. What comes in matters, what gets changed matters, and what goes out matters. So does who approves it and where the process can fail. That is why you do not start with software selection. You start with the task inventory of work that already moves through your department.
In a 2024 survey of senior executives, 22% reported implementing AI solutions, up from 4% in an earlier comparison period. For administrators, that means the redesign question is no longer theoretical. It shows up inside familiar work, not inside a lab. You can start by making the list visible, then treating each workflow as a chain with clear boundaries.
Once the workflow list is visible, break each one into inputs, transformations, outputs, actions, and then the approval gates and exception routes. Inputs are what actually enter the process. Some items arrive as email. Others arrive through forms, requests, tickets, scanned documents, text documents, meeting notes, or system records. Many workflows draw from more than one of these at once. A travel request might begin as a form, continue through email clarification, and still depend on calendar details and policy records. If you leave these sources mixed together, you hide where AI can help and where it can confuse the record.
Transformations are the labor that turns incoming material into a usable case. This includes classification, field extraction, drafting, summarization, checklist generation, policy comparison, and next step organization. In many departments, this is where time disappears in small increments. One item has to be sorted, another has to be summarized, another has to be turned into a cleaner draft. Then the work has to be checked against the rule that governs it. When people say administrative work is changing through AI, this is often the part they mean.
After transformations come the outputs and the actions. Something gets sent, filed, updated in a system, routed to another person, returned for more information, scheduled, or closed. Then the approval gates and exception routes come into view. A reviewer checks the case. Sign-off is required. A case is escalated when the standard path no longer fits. Logging captures what happened. Final ownership is assigned so the organization can later show who made the decision and why.
If you map only the draft, you miss the workflow. You also risk treating a small slice as if it were the entire process. An AI fit lens helps you avoid that mistake. You ask whether the task repeats often enough to justify redesign. You ask how much the language varies and how much the documents vary. You ask how tightly the work depends on policy and whether the key references mostly live in experienced staff rather than in maintained records. You also ask how costly an error would be, whether formal approval is required, and whether trustworthy reference material is actually available. That balance matters more than novelty. A task can be repetitive and still be a poor fit for heavy AI support when the governing material is weak or out of date. A messy language task can still be a good fit when the reference material is clear and the human checkpoints sit where risk enters. The practical goal is to reduce avoidable drafting and routing effort while preserving compliance, accuracy, and accountability. You are not being asked to accept blind automation. A stronger model often points the other direction. AI handles more of the routine preparation, and the workflow places better human checks where judgment matters. Speed is valuable only when the faster path still preserves the basis for a responsible decision.
You can see that structure in onboarding and in procurement intake. A new hire request often arrives with role details, a start date, required forms, and sometimes missing information. The first burden is rarely the final approval. It is assembling a workable case. AI can help by drafting a checklist, summarizing policy-based requirements, and flagging what is missing. That reduces front-end back and forth, but it does not remove responsibility. The coordinator still verifies that the policy fits the role, handles exceptions, routes deviations, and records the approval owner.
Procurement intake follows a similar pattern, but the risk shifts. Vendor emails and purchase requests often arrive with uneven completeness. AI can extract key fields, identify missing documents, draft a response that asks for what is still needed, and propose next steps based on the request type. That saves effort at intake, but it still does not settle eligibility. A reviewer confirms whether the purchase fits policy, checks whether required approvals are present, verifies vendor details, and ensures the outcome is logged in a way the organization can later defend.
Travel requests show why sequence matters as much as drafting. Travel details often reach the office before every approval is settled, and pressure to move quickly can be strong. AI can summarize applicable requirements and draft a confirmation note aligned with approved guidance. That can be useful when the policy is current and the case is routine. The human checkpoint stays firm, because the risk is not only a bad draft, the risk is action taken before the record supports it. An administrator checks exceptions, confirms approvals, and prevents itinerary actions from moving ahead of authorization.
Facilities tickets show the same logic in a different form. Issue descriptions may come from staff messages, forms, or ticketing systems, and they can range from clear to unclear. AI can classify the request type, summarize symptoms, flag urgency indicators, and draft clarifying questions when the intake is thin. That helps triage, but it does not replace judgment when risk rises. The administrator still routes the item to the right responder path or escalates when there is critical risk, incomplete information, or real uncertainty about what the report means.
Across these examples, routine drafting, formatting, summarizing, and classification become more AI-supported. Final decisions, sensitive communication, exception judgment, stakeholder trust, policy interpretation, and approval accountability stay with human responsibility. The value of administrative work does not disappear when preparation becomes cheaper. It changes where value concentrates. When preparation becomes cheaper, judgment becomes easier to see. It can shift from typing and reformatting toward quality assurance, escalation judgment, and exception resolution. That shift can feel unsettling at first because it changes the visible shape of the role. It also changes staffing assumptions. Time saved on drafting does not automatically become spare capacity. Some of that time moves into review, correction, exception handling, knowledge maintenance, and cross-department coordination.
If leadership counts only minutes saved at the keyboard, it can miss the work required to keep outputs accurate and approvals defensible. A better question is where effort is shrinking, where it is moving, and where it becomes more valuable because risk now sits there. A skills matrix helps make this visible because review and approval rarely rely on the same skills as drafting.
A reviewer needs policy literacy to distinguish a reference from a controlling rule. Stakeholder communication helps manage delay, ambiguity, and frustration without breaking trust. Quality judgment catches a draft that sounds complete but misses one condition that changes the decision. Data hygiene keeps names, dates, codes, and attachments reliable. Workflow awareness clarifies where an item sits and who owns the next move. Escalation discipline prevents uncertainty from being disguised as routine. Clear review criteria keep approval from collapsing into a quick glance.
Once work is mapped this way, accountability stops being vague. Each stage needs a named role for final decision, sign-off, change approval, and completion of the governance record. The review pattern itself is repeatable across departments. Intake produces a draft. Relevant internal knowledge is retrieved when it is available. The output is checked against policy. Required approvals are routed. The outcome is logged. Tools may differ by office, but the ownership question should not. Someone has to be able to say who reviewed, who approved, who escalated, and who closed the item.
That is why AI changes the operating model, not just the tool stack. Services are delivered differently across roles, tools, review gates, performance expectations, and shared service structures. If you keep the old service definitions and simply add a drafting assistant, faster drafts often expose existing ambiguity rather than solve it. If you redesign the service around the new flow, you can decide what work stays standardized, what work gets reviewed centrally, what work remains local, and which decisions stay entirely with a designated owner.
In that redesign, a service catalog becomes more important. A service catalog is a clear list of administrative services with their scope, required inputs, expected outputs, workflow stages, approval points, and ownership points. In an AI-assisted office, it is not just reference material. It becomes part of the control system. If a service is not clearly defined, the workflow often reveals the ambiguity quickly. The catalog tells staff what a service includes, what it does not include, what a complete request looks like, and who is responsible when the case leaves the routine lane.
Process mapping can do similar work at a finer level. When you view the workflow stage by stage, you can see where AI can assist with drafting, classification, retrieval, and routing without bypassing review. You can also see where it should not act. A clean map shows the handoff from intake to preparation, from preparation to review, from review to approval, and from approval to logging and closure. That makes coordination redesign possible and keeps AI-assisted work from skipping compliance checks simply because the draft arrives sooner.
Shared services are often where the redesign becomes visible first. Repetitive knowledge work can be consolidated there, while reference material becomes more standardized across departments. That improves consistency only when knowledge management improves alongside it. Once retrieval-based answers are part of the workflow, reference material needs central discipline so the system does not retrieve stale guidance, local duplicates, or conflicting documents and accelerate inconsistency.
Several dependencies follow from that. Data quality matters because extraction and routing depend on clean records. Content ownership matters because someone has to maintain the documents the system relies on. Policy codification matters because unwritten practice is hard to retrieve and hard to review. System access matters because helpful tools become risky when permissions are loose. Approval configuration matters because a workflow on paper can still fail if the system routes incorrectly. Logging discipline matters because the organization needs a record of what was generated, checked, approved, and changed.
A cross-functional model helps these dependencies come together. Shared services may handle standard AI-assisted documents and routine initial processing. Compliance may review outputs that are sensitive, regulated, or tightly policy-bound. Department owners may approve the final action because they carry the operational consequences. That can reduce duplicate effort, but only when ownership is explicit. When boundaries blur, people start assuming someone else checked the critical step.
The next shift to prepare for is bounded agentic workflow. In plain terms, this means systems that can carry out several administrative steps in sequence, but only inside defined permissions, approvals, and stopping points.
A system may gather missing documents, prepare a draft, route a packet, or update a status after required conditions are met, then stop and wait for review. The goal is not free-running autonomy. The goal is narrower and more useful. Routine steps become more continuous, while responsibility for exceptions and approvals remains visible.
During 2024, multimodal handling improved, and search-connected answering moved closer to practical knowledge work. Reasoning-oriented assistance also became more workable for multi-step tasks, though it still needs careful process design. Those shifts matter because administrative material rarely arrives as one clean text box. It arrives as scans, screenshots, meeting audio, text documents, system records, and training material. As multimodal handling improves and internal grounding tightens, more of that mixed material can be processed within the same workflow, with outputs aligned to the approved policy version when the knowledge base is maintained well.
That alignment still does not remove the need for review. It reduces a common failure pattern, where a polished draft rests on material that sounds authoritative, but is no longer controlling. You know the redesign is helping when you measure where the work actually changes. Quality comes first, because a faster wrong answer is still a failure. Cycle time matters because delay shapes trust and throughput. Error rates in practice matter because correction volume reflects real-world friction. Exception volume matters because it shows whether the process is sending too much work out of the standard lane or quietly misclassifying unusual cases as routine. Reviewer burden matters because a pilot that saves one person time while overloading another person is not a clean gain. User satisfaction matters, because requesters experience the service as a whole, not as separate technical steps.
The most reliable way to begin is small and controlled. Choose one workflow. Break it into inputs, transformations, outputs, and approvals. Decide where AI is a genuine fit and where a standard rule or no automation at all is better. Define the human checkpoints and identify the exception triggers. Update role ownership so the approval owner is unmistakable. Measure outcomes, then iterate, rather than treating the first version as final.
Small pilots matter, because they reveal failure patterns early, especially around missing reference material, weak review criteria, and unclear escalation paths. Leadership also has practical work to do. Build task inventories, rather than relying on vague assumptions about administrative labor. Run controlled pilots instead of broad, ungoverned rollouts. Define approval and escalation rules before a workflow goes live. Maintain the reference material the system relies on. Train reviewers on common failure patterns, especially omission, misrouting, weak source fit, and overconfident drafting.
Those actions are not glamorous, but they are what turn AI from novelty into a dependable service model. As the workflow matures, administrative value shows up through sharper judgment, stronger exception handling, clearer stakeholder communication, and accountable approvals. The cheaper routine drafting becomes, the more calm interpretation matters. The better classification becomes, the more important it is to catch the case that should not be treated as standard. The faster retrieval becomes, the more valuable it is to know which source actually governs the decision.
By this point, you can see the full arc. Requests, records, approvals, and exceptions still define the work. AI changes preparation, routing, and drafting around those decisions, often faster than it changes responsibility for them. When you map the work clearly, ground it in approved knowledge, measure what truly improves, and keep human ownership visible at every consequential step, you are not merely adding a new tool. You are building an administrative operation that is clearer, more accountable, and better prepared for the next stage of change, where role boundaries and everyday workflow maps become the basis for rollout decisions.
This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.